60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But first, how do you guys feel about leftover pizza?
Oh, so good.
Delicious.
I don't like leftovers. Mm-hmm. I will eat leftover pizza.
Yeah, I always get really ambitious and I put it in the refrigerator, mm-hmm. waiting to reheat it, but then I just never get to it.
Really? It goes bad?
Yeah.
I never get to it because my husband just eats it. It's never left for me.
Well, the question is, what's the best method to reheat leftover pizza?
Mm-hmm. Dude, I always microwave it
oven.
For 15 seconds.
Always oven for me. Oven on a cookie sheet.
I mean, you can eat it cold.
The easy way is to just pop it in the microwave, but you know, if you reheat your pizza in the microwave, it tends to get kind of soggy. Well, a little bit weird.
And it's almost like chewy.
Yeah. But you also don't want to take the time to reheat it in the oven, because that's like an hour-long process.
Yeah, it's worth it, you guys. It's worth it.
So you might as well remake a fresh pizza.
Yeah, exactly. So what's a hungry, lazy person supposed to do to get some reheated pizza?
Just cold?
Well, Domino's in Australia just shared a hack for reheating your pie in the microwave so it doesn't become soggy. You just need to put a glass of water next to it in the microwave, and then heat it up for 30 to 45 seconds.
What? It steams it?
Apparently, the water helps the base of the pizza stay crispy, but then lets the cheese melt, and you'll have leftover pizza that's nice and not soggy.
I feel like this is good enough for a trial for everyone at home.
Yeah. Totally.
Excuse to eat two pieces of pizza instead of one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely no expert on reheating pizza, but we're pretty well-versed in self-electrocution.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure if you put a glass of water next to us while we get shocked, it hurts less.
I think I think that'd be a more.
Well, I think it's
electricity
conductive.
And water, not good.
Let's do a little experiment right now, because it's time for the shock collar question of the day.
Okay.
We're going to draw a name out of a bucket to figure out who puts on the shock collar. That person gets asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong, you get punished by being shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us, what tune do you want to hear as we get shocked? I'm drawing a name out of the bucket because I had the shock collar last. And I got Brooke, sorry I can't today, Fox.
What does that even mean?
I know.
You do?
Yeah.
You just can't even.
I can't. Oh, is that it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's something she tells her husband
That's
in the bedroom.
What I was thinking.
Oh. Yeah.
Every day
I
she
see.
Says that.
Yeah. God, you guys.
All right.
Is it always my fault? Could be his fault, you know.
Just say yes once,
Brooke. It's really bad when he's not.
Just give your husband a chance. Anyway, Brooke's putting on the shock collar. While she does that, Digital Jake, please read the shock collar question of the day.
During a hot and balmy summer afternoon in 1853, a chef at a restaurant in Saratoga Springs, New York, was a bit hot and bothered themselves. Not because of the weather, it turns out a fussy diner kept sending a dish back to the kitchen for not being cooked the way he wanted it.
Oh my God,
I hate these people.
So finally the chef had enough and over-seasoned and overcooked his food so much so that it actually changed the texture and taste. To his surprise, when the diner received the new creation, he was apparently overjoyed and ordered more. And because of that moment, a certain type of food was created that would go on to become an $8 billion a year industry.
Whoa.
Name that food creation.
What year was this that this happened?
This was the hot and balmy summer of 1853.
We all remember that summer.
1853, my God.
Okay, so, man. The first thought is what is overcooked, you know, like, and my first thought is something that's really hard and really salty, and that's a cracker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty good.
What was that supposed to be? Like some toast?
I don't know.
It was like supposed to be toast, but he didn't toast it right, and they just kept cooking it till it was a cracker.
Well, I'm trying to think, what method could you cook something so much
that it would
still be good? And I think frying would be the only thing that you could just fry the heck out of something, and it's still pretty darn good when it's out.
So maybe he wanted mashed potatoes, and they fried it, and suddenly we have French fries.
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, cook it more, do this.
Or maybe like hash browns.
Add a bunch of salt, and like, then he dropped it. Oh, yeah, hash browns. And they're so good when they're a little burnt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, hash browns are good. I mean, it can't be something like pasta, because, if you overcook that, it just turns into mush, right?
Gross.
So, it has to be something
What about if you overcook pasta and you make lasagna? You keep over-seasoning and overcooking
it? That's an Italian thing. It wouldn't be an American thing.
I heard at Taco Bell, they fry pasta and it turns into those little cinnamon twists that they have.
Really? Is that how they make their
churros? Yeah, it's pasta.
Churros?
Isn't that messed up?
No.
Yeah.
No way.
You guys should be on TikTok more.
No way.
I don't know that I would believe everything I saw on TikTok.
Please text in if you've seen the cinnamon twists on TikTok that are made of pasta.
Okay.
I feel like we're getting farther away from the answer.
Okay.
Let's hear the question one more time.
Yeah. One picky diner is somewhat responsible for an $8 billion food industry. After sending back a dish to the kitchen of a New York restaurant, one chef had enough and overcooked and overseasoned the food, creating a whole new variety of food and changing the way the world snacks forever. Please
snacks.
Name that food.
I keep thinking French fries now or tater tots. I can't.
I know. I mean, when initially when people say overcooked, like somebody sending it back, I always think of meat.
Yeah.
But like I don't know what like a steak could be turned into besides like a hockey puck. You
jerky.
Know? Jerky.
Oh,
actually, jerky.
That's
not actually
bad.
Not a bad idea.
But jerky is like dehydrated.
I know, and
it's
smoked.
For...
Okay, I'm going to go with, I kind of like French fries.
Me
I
too.
Like the idea of potatoes being overdone, and everybody's loving potatoes in the 1800s.
And if they were like mashed or they
you
were
know,
boiled.
Really important to them back then,
yeah.
Those potatoes. Okay, I'm going to go with potatoes to French fries.
During a hot summer afternoon in 1853, a chef at a restaurant in Saratoga Springs, New York, was frustrated because a fussy diner kept sending back a dish of French fried potatoes to the kitchen. Legend has it the patron kept saying they were too thick and not pleasing to eat. So finally the chef had enough and sliced them super thin, over-seasoned them, and overcooked the French fried potatoes, which in turn accidentally created the humble potato chip. You guys were right there.
So they had fries, but
they had
chips.
Fries and then they turned them into
so
chips.
So much sense, man.
And that's how the potato chip was born.
I mean,
man.
I'm with him though. Fat fries. Ugh.
Yeah.
Like the texture.
Steak fries.
You don't
get
like
out
steak
of here.
Fries?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No.
Shoestring
it makes me
get
gag.
They need to be crispy
Serious.
On the outside.
I like, give me shoestring any day of the
Thank
week.
You.
Shoestring.
Shoestring.
Thank you.
Shoestring.
No,
shoestring. We're going to get so many texts about this more than anything.
Yeah, you got to cool down, Brooke, and maybe you can cool off while singing Ice Ice Baby.
Oh my
by
God.
Vanilla Ice.
Oh, there we go.
Great segue, Jeff.
Yeah.
By the way,
thanks.
I love JoJo's.
That was good.
Everyone texting in, I love JoJo's.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I'm back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will never stop.
Yo,
I don't
know.
Turn off the flights, your lights, and all glow. To the extreme, a rocky look like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax it down.
All right.
It says wax a chump like a candle.
Yes,
I have no idea.
Yeah, turn on the stage and wax a chump
okay.
like a candle.
That's
Damn.
Your daily dose of a white woman trying to rap.
There you go.
Dissecting the lyrics.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Chump like a candle.
Wow. Just disappointed in the
chump.
Lyrics of Vanilla Ice.
You
okay.
know what? I didn't do much worse than Vanilla Ice, okay? Thank you very much.
All right. That's your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today we call a woman who lives in one of your average suburban neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been dealing with a little bit of an annoyance lately. Because for the last few weeks, she's been complaining to her husband about a drone that's been flying around their house.
Oh, dude, there's one in my neighborhood,
dude,
too.
They're loud,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, people use it every day. They're just like...
Yeah, and the thing is, she has no idea who it belongs to, but it's making her nervous.
Oh, because of cameras and stuff.
So her husband had an idea. Why not set her up for a prank call?
That'll make her feel better.
Where he would be in the house while it happened, texting our own Brooke Fox, giving her updates about what's going on during their conversation.
Interactive.
It was really good.
So how will it play out? Hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Nicole.
This is Nicole.
Oh, hi. This is Janelle. I live a couple houses down from you on Drive.
I don't think we've met before, have we?
No, we haven't had a chance. It's good to talk to you. And, you know, I just got to say, I am so sorry to bother you. I hope this is an okay time.
Oh, no worries at all.
Well, I wanted to call because you may have noticed my son recently got a drone for his birthday. Ugh.
Oh,
you know.
that's your drone?
Oh, you have heard it. I am
How
so
funny.
Sorry.
No, we were wondering. We've been seeing it for the past month. I had no idea that that was a little kid's drone. That's so funny.
I know. Kids these days. you know, I hate to be calling about the drone. It's already caused so many problems. But he accidentally crashed it on your roof earlier today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we were hoping you or your husband could maybe just go up there and retrieve it for us.
Oh, it actually landed there.
Yes. I am sorry. I know it's a bother.
Oh, I'm sure I can have my husband go get it for you. I'm sure he won't mind.
Oh,
no problem.
You guys, that is great. I mean, just when you get it, just don't look at the video, okay? Because there's some embarrassing stuff on there.
Oh, like what? What do you mean?
Oh, I shouldn't have said anything. I don't want to get into it. It's kind of silly, I guess. But, you know, your family's on there.
My family?
Yeah.
I'm not following. Why would my family be on there?
My son's just silly. I mean, he loves taking videos with this new toy. It's like, you know, you, your husband, Jim, your daughter, Tiffany, your son, Cole, everybody's on it.
So you're filming my family with this drone?
Oh, no, 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 no. I would never do that. My son is doing it. But I got to say, wait, you are our favorite character out of everybody. I know,
character?
It's like kind of weird talking to you. I'm like blushing right now just thinking about it.
Okay, this is just a kind of weird. Your son is filming my family. And why did you say character?
I know it sounds bad when you repeat it like that, but it's just for entertainment. It's just a silly thing that
my
we're
family
doing.
And my personal life is entertainment for you?
Okay, well, listen. Okay, we moved into the neighborhood about 3 months ago, and you know, we were talking about getting cable, but it's so expensive. Have you looked at the prices? I mean, my son came up with this idea, which I thought very inventive. You know, flying the drone around the neighborhood, and then after dinner, we just all sit down and watch the neighbors' lives. You know, it's like a TV show.
I'm not comfortable. I think that you're completely in the wrong here. This is a violation of our privacy.
Huh. This seems so out of character for you.
Excuse me? I am a real person. This is my real life. What do you think? This is a reality show?
Well, that's where it's even better because, you know, reality shows, scripted.
Oh,
this is real.
I'm going to call the police.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. We've looked into the laws and technically we're shooting from above the street, so not over your property.
Oh, my
and
God.
It's actually legal.
Regardless of it being illegal, I'm your neighbor.
Yes, and I'm saying...
You?
I'm more than a neighbor. I'm your fan, is what I'm saying.
I am
and I just
want
to say good for you with that treadmill.
Excuse
you go.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you have been really consistent except for Tuesday. And we are seeing a difference.
You're watching me exercise on my treadmill? Are you serious?
I feel like it's very motivational. I mean, I feel like it's had me make some big changes in my life.
Yeah,
and Tiffany's flute playing. Can I just say, getting better every day.
This is totally inappropriate. You're watching my kids?
Well, listen, I think that this might be a benefit to you because there is something I need to tell you. I don't want to be a rat, but Cole is hiding candy in his closet, and I just thought you should know.
Okay, you know what? I'm calling the police.
Did you just shut the shades?
You're watching me right now? Wait a minute. You said your drone crashed on the roof. How are you watching me?
Well, that was the first drone that crashed up there, but the other two are still active.
What? How many drones do you have watching my family? Do you just have a whole garage full of them? And this isn't funny. There's something wrong with
you.
You're not watching a show.
No.
This is my life.
No, it's not. I'm not watching you. This is a prank phone call. It's a joke.
Oh, my God. My heart is racing.
I'm so sorry. This is Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. It's a phone tap, all courtesy of your husband. He set you up. He said somebody's been flying a drone in your neighborhood, and he just wanted to freak you out.
Oh, my God. And wait, is Cole really hiding candy?
I don't know. That's the information he gave
me.
I would check all drawers, though. Those kids are sneaky.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Let's just all admit, sometimes we can get a little too competitive when playing games.
Natural.
Yeah, it happens to everyone.
Sure.
1 minute you're happily playing Jenga with your spouse, the next you're holding a screwdriver to their neck because you know you saw them use two hands to pull that block.
It's intense, Jeffrey.
I will take you out right now.
I'm going to win this game. Well, the guy on the phone with us today admits...
As a screwdriver. No, I'm kidding.
He admits he let his ego get the best of him on his date.
Uh-oh.
And what was supposed to be a fun, flirty little competition kind of escalated into something not very fun.
Oh,
okay. Not good.
So now he's just hoping to get another chance. We'll see if we can help him out in your second date update coming up right after this.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
You know, when you think of the most fun and romantic times to be dating,
okay.
I think there's a few eras that definitely stand out.
Hmm.
You know, like the 1950s with drive-in movies and sock hops.
Yeah, malt and malt.
Milkshake counters. What were those called?
Yeah,
like where you sat and you each had a straw.
Split in a shake.
That doesn't happen
Shake
anymore.
Shack? No, that's not it either.
Well, there's also the Roaring Twenties, too. With flapper girls and speakeasies. Mm-hmm. It was always a party. Oh. But
dancing
probably the most romantic era was the Middle Ages.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Just taking that special lady to a book burning. going on a moonlit witch hunt, and while the smell of rotting flesh just wafts through the town, and then you lock lips as the crowd chants, "Burn her!"
Oh, that's so cute.
That is
romantic.
That was dark.
Would you like to burn the steak,
m'lady? Wow, who are we going to decapitate tonight?
Gets me in the mood every time, I'll tell you.
Right.
I'm not the only one, because there's another guy out there who knows just how romantic the Renaissance was.
Uh-oh.
His name is Darren. He's on the phone with us right now for a second date update. What's up, Darren?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah.
I'm guessing, I'm going to go out on a limb here, that we're leading to you're a Ren Fair type of guy.
I mean, I don't know if I'm that type of guy, but I did actually go to a Renaissance fair for sure, and I had a blast.
I've been to a few. They're actually really fun, whether you're into it or not.
All people ever tell me about them is the turkey legs or whatever
they're
y'all
so
eat.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have to buy one.
What's the name of the fair maiden that you took to the Renaissance fair?
It was on a blind date. My buddy Troy was really digging on this girl, and so he asked me to be a wingman for him. And so
it was like a group of you that went.
Yeah, there were four of us. And so I went and I was with Melissa.
Okay. And okay. Did you guys dress up for this? I mean, were you in full medieval garb?
Not full medieval garb. I don't have full medieval garb. But Troy bought us, I don't know if he was just being nice and probably showing off a little bit. But right when you enter, you can buy a few bits and pieces. And he bought us a hat and he bought me a scarf with this arm guard. So we kind of looked the part for
okay.
sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
What kind of date activities do you do at a Renaissance fair? Like, do they have couples bloodletting?
No.
What do you do that's romantic there?
Couples bloodletting.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of what that era had.
Mostly, the most entertaining part at the beginning was just sort of taking in all the people, just like watching all the folks who did take it really seriously. I was so surprised at the number of folks who, they had an entire separate wardrobe, or maybe they walk around like this out in the world and I just never seen them.
I feel like we're hearing a lot about the Renaissance fair and not so much about Melissa. Like, what did you feel? Like, it's a blind date. You didn't know anything going in.
Well, I mean, we were having a blast. Like, I felt like we were just laughing and having fun. It was just really easy.
Was there chemistry? I mean, was there a romance?
I felt like there was. By the end of it, before we went to the jousting match, we were we would be walking and kind of rubbing elbows and, we were getting closer. And
in medieval times, that was practically sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you made babies back then.
Yeah.
She showed her elbows? What?
Yeah, she let me see her elbow. Right.
Burn her! Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good, though.
Were there any lowlights of the Renaissance Fair, though?
I mean, she did confide that she was a volleyball player in college, and so I figured she was an athlete.
How is that a confession? What do you mean confide?
Yeah.
Well, we watched this jousting where there were knights on horses, and it was tons of fun. Then they opened up this sort of participant jousting section where you had to stand on a log and you sort of poke each other with these foam tip lances. And
okay.
So we jumped on the balance log and started goofing with each other with these lances. And she throttled me. She landed me a hit, a glance off my shoulder and hit me in the neck. And I went down.
Oh, no.
Did she apologize?
She was laughing. Troy was laughing. His date was laughing. I just sort of played it off like everything was cool. But I don't know if it was the mead or the grog or whatever. But I jumped back on that log and I went after it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You saw red.
Yeah. I just wanted to let her know that, yes, you're an athlete, but, I can play this game too.
Oh, so competitiveness. And, okay.
I've been working with a lance for years, so I'm going to show you who's boss.
Is that fun?
I was having a good time. I was a little worried and am a little worried that I might have taken that just a little too far.
I'm a man. I can't get beat by a woman. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the vibe
it sounds
you're sending
like,
off right
but
now.
But it's in keeping with the Renaissance theme.
Yeah.
So you're just in character. That's not showing who you really are. Right.
But I think that we had enough of a great time that I could put it back together. I mean, we laughed and giggled almost the whole time. It was really fun.
How did the Renaissance Fair end between you two? Was there a kiss or a hug?
Ooh.
You know, there wasn't a kiss or hug because we were with, you know, we were in the sort of duo date moment. But we definitely left. I definitely left showing interest, and I asked for her number, and she seemed very eager to give it another run.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Let's see what she has to say. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call the fair maiden Melissa for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update. All right, Darren?
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Second date update. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we've got Darren on the phone. He recently wingmanned for his buddy at a Renaissance fair. Yeah. And his blind date there was a woman named Melissa. He says they had a great time together, checking out the medieval merch, drinking mead. But things got a little weird when they did some playful jousting using foam lances. Because Darren lost to Melissa in the first round, got knocked off his perch. So he was embarrassed and came back. Went full Sir Galahad on his date.
What's that?
I think we know what that means.
It's famous knight from the Renaissance time.
Galahad? Oh, never heard of.
Okay,
well, talk about Sir Arthur. That's what I'm talking about. Merlin, baby.
Okay, well, Darren knows who Sir Galahad was, and he channeled that and, you know, basically beat the crap out of Melissa with the foam lance. So he's worried maybe he got a little too intense in the moment, and that could be the reason that she's been blowing him off. Is that right, Darren?
That is right, yeah. Pretty much recapped it pretty well.
He liked it all.
He's still laughing, thinking about the memory of knocking her to the ground.
Well, and it was like, it sounds like you were kind of intimidated that she was a collegiate athlete to me. I mean, Alexis was a collegiate athlete on our show.
That's
I mean,
true.
Do dudes get really competitive with you because they knew you'd...
I mean, if I was to get beat by a guy, though, like, I wouldn't stop till I can try to beat him. So I think you have a good chance of getting her back.
Oh, she just wants
so that she can joust you again.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. Okay.
I love that.
Good.
Okay, well, let's give her a call and find out what the reason is. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Melissa?
Yeah.
Hi, Melissa. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a second to talk with us?
I guess. This is strange.
Sorry, I know it's a little bit weird, but I'm here with my co-hosts Brooke and Jose.
Hey!
And Alexis is here, yeah, too.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. What is this about?
This is about a segment that we do called the Second Date Update. It's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to your date for you to try and figure out the reason why they're ghosting.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
It doesn't.
I don't know. I don't know who would be calling you about me, but okay.
Well, the guy that emailed us, maybe you don't recognize him in his normal clothes, but maybe if he's wearing his knight costume.
Okay. It sounds familiar.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it still sounds crazy, but it's...
Yeah. I'm talking about Darren.
Mm-hmm.
That you went to the Renaissance Fair with?
Yes, we did. We did that.
Okay. The reason that Darren reached out to us is because he says he had a great time hanging out with you, but afterwards you've been blowing him off, and he's not quite sure why.
Well, first of all, I think it's crazy that he's reaching out to get in touch with me. That is beyond. But yeah. I'm going to go along with this and say, yes, we had a good time. It was great.
Well, if you had a good time, how come you're not calling him back then?
Is it because he got a little too competitive when he was jousting you? I mean, he told us that you took him down and his little male ego got hurt. And so he got up and maybe got a little too competitive.
Yes, he did. He did get competitive. And I mean, you know, I'm competitive too, so I definitely understand the spirit of retaliation.
That's a
good
way to put it.
Okay.
And I also understand how fragile the male ego is. So, you know, I let him win a couple, you know, after that, you know.
Oh, you let him win.
Oh, he didn't know
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Was that a turnoff? Was that like why you don't like
him? No, I mean, I'm used to that. I'm a woman, so I'm used to
it. Yeah,
that.
Right. Yeah. Like for that. Sure.
So it wasn't terrible. We laughed a lot. It was cool. But we were like walking around and stuff, and he said something to me that threw me off.
Okay.
At the time, I didn't really know. So I said to him that I had never been to a Renaissance festival, which I hadn't.
Okay.
He said that he had never been to a Renaissance festival, which I didn't find unusual because it's not like people go to those all the time. I guess I don't know.
All right.
He said that he hadn't been to that type of festival, but he had been to a
fairy festival.
A fairy festival?
Oh. Like elves and fairies? Is that what you mean?
No, like furry. Like
oh,
you know, like
furry.
Furry.
Like
oh,
furry.
Way different.
That's, yeah, that's
yeah.
Not the same.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Furries where you dress up in the big animal costumes and oh. They say it's not necessarily a sexual thing, but you...
It is,
but
though.
The romance happens.
Well, based on... Okay, so I didn't know what that was, but I was just like, you know, okay, I was just going to take that home because I like to Google things. So when
oh,
I...
Oh, God.
Got, oh, you're in for
so it. I looked into it, like, what kind of festival is this? Thinking, like, well, maybe we could do that the next time, you know?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you could.
So I looked it up, and I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
And
totally.
So I guess I don't need to tell y'all. You said it's like a festival for, you
I
know.
I think they
like,
call them conventions.
Orgies.
I don't know that they always are, though, because I had a girlfriend stay at a hotel once that had a furry convention going on.
She mm-hmm. hooked up with one, didn't she?
No, but there was, like, schedules for, like, nap time in the lobby where they would all go cuddle together.
What?
And she said when you would get in the elevator with them, they would all pack in together because they like to be really yeah. close
I,
and
no,
tight
I
together.
I haven't heard of this. I don't.
That's what
I don't
my friend said.
Oh, really? Was it really your friend, quote unquote? I have
she
this
was on
weird
a work
friend.
Trip.
Who,
I swear.
And I just happen to know all the details about about the convention from what she told me. Obviously, I didn't go.
I think it's fascinating.
Okay, yeah. But for you, Melissa, the
furry...
But
I've heard
furry...
that it's not always sexual. That's what I'm saying.
Sure, but for you, sure. Melissa...
Well, what I read was quite sexual, and it was quite freaky and a little bit too freaky for me. And I'm like, you know, if we go out, I don't want him trying to, you know, put me in some...
Bunny
no.
rabbit.
You don't want to be a little panda bear?
No, I didn't want this to escalate into anything that I was not comfortable with, so I just decided that I wasn't going to call him back, that's
well,
all.
I'm sorry, I know that you don't like escalating things, but I have to escalate this conversation just a little bit and let you know, Darren has actually been on the other line listening, and he heard everything that you said.
Why would y'all set me up like that?
I'm sorry!
That's part of the show!
He was desperate!
Darren, take off your giant squirrel head, are you still there?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I am still here. I am.
Did you hear what Melissa said? Why she's freaked out?
I did. I'm like, I actually forgot that I even brought that up. It was
really?
Like not even a thing for me. It was just like a silly little, you know, wingman date kind of experience, similar to this like Ren Faire thing.
You wingmaned at a furry convention too?
Who are you hanging out with? I think it's fun.
It was not pitched to me as a furry festival. It was pitched to me as like an animal costume thing.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, like, I was curious, and there were some really interesting behaviors going on,
yeah.
And I was just sort of a fly on the wall.
Melissa,
you watched
Melissa
that.
Are you listening to him? I mean, I think it sounds like he went to this thing once. He wanted to see what it's about, check it out. I mean, I don't think he's
yeah.
going to put you in a puppy costume anytime soon.
Yeah, I could have overreacted. You know, Google will have you doing that, though.
Yeah, it's like,
you're right.
But, Darren, did you participate? I know you were a wingman, but did you participate in any of the extracurricular, you know, like
oh, my God.
The adult stuff.
I get what you're asking, Melissa, and I'm so embarrassed that I have to answer this, but no, I did not participate. I watched some interesting stuff go on, but I did not do any of it.
Okay. Didn't...
I think that it's cool, Melissa.
Don't you think just watching people do weird stuff is maybe worse than just participating?
Guys.
No, I don't.
King shame,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with just
look,
bars?
Okay.
I don't want people have to go to these places.
You do go to bars, but you're dressed like a squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People watching is okay, but, you know.
That's yeah. a little different, though.
At least he didn't wingman at BronyCon. Then it'd be a different story, maybe.
I'd still be okay with that.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't even know what that is. What is BronyCon?
Don't Google anything anymore.
Oh,
I'm like, you know, I can't believe that I'm letting you all let me know that I'm a square. This is terrible.
Well, hold on. Maybe
like,
we
I don't know.
Maybe we can round you out a little bit because we want to offer to send you on another date with Darren and we'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be to any convention, maybe just a normal dinner date.
That might be a better, like, reset.
Yeah, you could start by wearing a wig, and then we'll build up to, like, more and more of a costume thing. Oh, Darren loves it.
There you go.
Okay, as long as he wears one, too.
Okay.
Okay. So that's a yes.
That is a yes.
All right. Yay! I think that's awesome.
Congratulations, right. Darren. You got your second date.
We did it. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Melissa, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed until he takes off the giraffe costume.
Oh, my gosh.
You're saying he's overcompensating.
A little bit.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Not sure if you know this, but I'm a man.
I didn't know. And I was very unclear.
Well, surprise.
Yeah.
Man in the room.
Learn something new every day.
And as a man, I can tell you there's certain things that all guys naturally fear.
Okay.
First visit to the proctologist.
Mm. Ooh,
very
yeah.
scary.
That's the
oh, man,
one.
It must be. Yeah, that's it.
That's
Jose. Yeah,
okay.
God.
Yeah, that's scary.
Oh, God.
Also, asking strangers for directions.
Oh, dude, never.
No.
I refuse. It's built into me.
I'm not going to do it.
I'd rather be lost in the woods and die than ask
Those
for directions.
Those are so dumb.
And worst of all is getting publicly rejected by a beautiful woman.
Oh. All too often.
Yeah. It made me shudder just thinking about it.
It's very embarrassing, though.
Jose's really used to it.
Yeah.
Luckily, there's an option to save us men from facing their biggest fear. It's called the loser line.
Oh, yeah.
The phone number thousands of people can give out if someone undesirable is making moves on them.
Okay.
In the last year, we've had over 30,000 requests for the loser line phone number.
Dang.
That's a lot
That's
of saving
so
men
sad.
From their fears.
Dude, we had to switch out the machine once.
And it's just all those men thinking that they really got a phone number.
Well, we got some hilarious voicemails coming in just over this weekend. We'll play them for you in a brand new loser line at 8:10.
Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's, the loser line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the bar and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Excuse me, miss. Has anyone ever told you that you have the cutest smile when you sleep?
What?
I've been watching you.
Oh, okay.
My gosh.
After he says that, whatever you do, do not call the police. Actually,
maybe
you should call the cops on that one.
Yeah.
But just to be safe, when he's looking to make his one free phone call from jail, give him the number to the loser line.
That is good.
Smart.
So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Sierra. Hey, yeah. I called you a couple times. I didn't mean to, I know you're busy, you're probably busy, but I just wanted to check to make sure. Because we had a great night the other night, and I wanted to make sure we were still on for Sunday. And I know we were like sort of talking and said six, but if you want to come back to my place later, my neighbor has like 100-inch TV and a big window. I've watched whole movies through that thing. It is like, it's the best. It's so awesome. Like, it's like, I know it's like through the window. There's like my window and then there's the next window. So sometimes depending on like the time of night, you can't really see that well. But like the screen is like really big. I watched like all of Philadelphia the other day. I was like, man, that movie is so good. I love Tom Hanks. He's just good in everything he does, man. I don't know how he does it. Let me know.
Next message.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You can't hear anything, but you can see it great.
Yeah.
And I want to make fun, but I would have dated this dude. I mean, I dated guys that lived in their cars.
Do you think he yells over like, hey, will you pause it? I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
Back.
He's also like, and they have like tons of great beer in the fridge in their garage, too.
Yeah, he just lives on
the Next message.
Hey, baby. I'm just giving you a call. Can't wait to see you again. I know I left you a little teased last time I saw you.
Oh.
Want to let you know what my quirks were, and I let you in on a little secret. What I want from you. Q-tip.
What?
That's right. You put that Q-tip in my ear. You're gonna drive me crazy, baby. Oh, just rub it around. Oh, girl. All right, call me back. Bye.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I can relate. I absolutely love putting Q-tips in my ear. I know you're not supposed to,
what?
But every time it just feels so good every day.
As a thing, though? Is it a thing? I mean, it could become a thing?
It's like bringing food into the bedroom.
Oh,
you know,
right.
You, uh-huh.
It's not the same.
You can combine
No, that is disgusting. That is absolutely gross.
Do they sell Q-tips in different sizes too? Like,
I haven't looked.
He probably wants that extra large Q-tip.
Yeah, get really
those fluffy ones.
Yeah, really get deep in there. Yeah. Before I play this next clip, though, there's a lot of loser line calls we get that don't make a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
You kind of have to read in between the lines about what they're getting at. So let's see if we can figure this one out.
Okay.
Next message.
Hey, I just wanted to call since you gave me your number. I'm not trying to be creepy or anything. I need to be blindfolded. Also, like, I need Enya playing while you do that because it calms me. It makes it easier. Let me know. Thanks.
Next message.
Was Enya playing in the background?
Enya was in the background. That was Sail Away, my favorite song.
What's he talking about, though?
I don't know, but I think he could be friends with the Q-tip guy.
Yeah. I think he's talking about trying on shoes.
No. Really?
Wants to be blindfolded and listen to Enya. That's the new policy at Foot Locker. That's what I've heard.
I was
like, what lines do you need to read between, Jeffrey? This seems pretty direct to me.
Oh, that's a normal call for you. Okay,
okay,
bro.
I don't know.
Next message.
Hey. I think if I call you by this name, you'll remember who I am. My little teddy bear. I hope you remember that I called you my little teddy bear because you're kind of hairy, and I like that. I'm looking for a little teddy bear that I can cuddle and maybe throw up in the air and squeal with delight. And so don't do anything to change the way you look before we see each other, okay? And I'm really looking forward to it. So I won't leave my number because you're smarter than that, you little teddy bear. So call me, okay? I know what I know about guys with little hands.
Next message.
Oh, wow.
Is he a tiny little hairy man, or is she just a very large woman who is able to throw a grown man into the sky?
No, I think she got the loser line phone number from an actual teddy bear. Like she was in like
she
a toy
like
store.
She was like a Build-A-Bear or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And creeped one of them out. So.
You know, they have those voices, those little voice boxes.
Yeah, she definitely has a weird relationship with all her stuffed animals at home, though.
Definitely.
Next message.
Hey, Julie, it's just calling to tell you it was really nice to meet you, and my offer still stands. Love to have you come over and come hang out, watch some Netflix. We could watch Tiger King. I'm a big Tiger King fan.
Nope.
I've watched it 54 times.
Whoa.
It's a lot, but Joe Exotic filler, he's a crack-up. He's not a half-bad singer either. I'm sorry. I've been drinking. Call me back in an hour or so. I mean, I'll probably sober up.
Next message.
Probably, but probably not.
Yeah, probably
who couldn't
not.
Watch Tiger King? I couldn't get through one time of Tiger King. I had to turn
so
it off after episode 5. I'm like, I can't handle the crazy. There's so much crazy in the world. I don't need more crazy.
And just a spoiler alert, everyone that loves his voice, which I did include it, it's not his real voice.
It's not?
It blew it for me. Yeah, he has music videos and stuff. No, it's a voiceover. Google it.
Well, when you're as drunk as that caller was, doesn't make a difference who's singing. You're going to enjoy it every time.
Oh, very true.
Guaranteed that guy just cut himself a mullet.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.